Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Last week I spoke to you about Stephen Covey's four quadrants and how there's one quadrant for urgent and important, one quadrant for urgent and not important, one quadrant for not urgent and not important, and the most important quadrant is the not urgent but important quadrant. I touched on it briefly, but I want to dive into it a little bit more and combine it with some aspects that I learned about when I did my training many, many moons ago. So if you want to learn more about the quadrants, then I'll put a link below in the show notes and you can go and have a look at last week's episode. But in regard to what I'm speaking about this week, so the not urgent and important things are the focus that if you do these things, then you'll have a lot less urgent and important, a lot less drama, a lot less chaos in your life. Now, when I talk about these not urgent and important things. I have to keep on remembering what it is. When I talk about these not urgent and important things, oh, sorry, just before I go any further, what I'll also do is I'll put a link to an article I found about Stephen Covey's quadrants, so that you can also read into a little bit more and see an actual physical layout of what that is as well in the show notes below. But going back to these not urgent but important things. It's not just the tasks you have to do every day, the to-do things, but it's also about looking after yourself. Because only when you really look after yourself do you have enough to give other things, other projects, to give your life. And when I talk about looking after yourself, there's all the normal things like physical fitness, health and nutrition, but there's much more to it than that. With the coaching that I do, there is something that we look at that is about procrastination. It's tackling the things that you're putting off, and we all have them. And those things take up space in your life, in your mind, in your being. So it's really good to make a note of all the things that you've been putting off dealing with and start tackling them, because those are not urgent, but they're important. And if you don't do them, they become urgent and important, and they start causing chaos in your life. So that's one of the things that is in that not urgent and important quadrant. What is also in there is your spiritual well-being. And when I'm talking about that, it's not just if you're religious or if you know a faith aspect of your life. It's more than that. It's who you are beyond all the doing that you do every day. It's who you are as your being. It's looking after your mental well-being and your inner health. So all the things that we now know, sort of mental health and all those kind of things, a lot of that is to do because people don't look after that inner side of themselves, the softer aspects, and they allow themselves to get burnt out, which then of course goes into urgent and important stuff again. There's also your mental capacities. So what you do with your own learning, how you stretch yourself, how you exercise that mental capacity within yourself. There's also your social side. We're social things as human beings, whether we're introverts or extroverts, however we actually like to socialize, it is part of who we are. We like to feel connected to the world, whether it's to family, to a small group of friends, to a large group of friends, however much socializing you like to do, it is still important to you to belong and to be part of some connected society. So it's important for you to take care of that and look after it. There's also your financial well-being and looking after all that aspect of who you are and how you live in the world. Because again, if you don't, it then becomes urgent and important rather than not important, not urgent, but important. So there's many things that sit in that basket of not urgent but important that is really important for you to look after. Because if you don't attend to those things, they soon start to spill over into urgent and important, and you start to have drama and chaos in your life, and then you have to deal with them, even if you don't choose to. Another aspect, sorry, I've just thought about, is your relationships with family. and your relationships with those that you love beyond the social structures that you live in. Because if you don't attend to those as well, they also end up going into the urgent and important, and sometimes they're too late to save. So it's very important to focus on those as well, but not always urgent. I hope you've enjoyed this dive into it. As I've said, there's various links below in the show notes. There's also links to my free online 7-day happiness boost course, which you're welcome to dive into should you want to, and links to my social media and my website where you can connect with me should you be interested in coaching, either as an individual or if you're actually part of a team or you know of a team which would could do with some team coaching. I also provide that too. Have a wonderful week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.